down and talk about what was different tonight for you guys.
Well, I thought right from the start we had that intensity. You know, we kind of took it to them. Just kind of fed off the crowd, fed off the emotion, and I thought we played a lot better game.
Tyler, your line tonight was spectacular. Just talk about the chemistry you guys had out there and turning around from game one.
Yeah, you know, we were a confident line. I thought, you know, last game wasn't really our best game, obviously, and, you know, we needed to have a bounce back. We needed to have an answer, and I thought we did that tonight. I thought we competed really hard. I thought we played well, and, you know, we got rewarded with some chances and some opportunities, and, you know, things were going our way a little bit.
Got a locker room over here. How big of a game did Braden have for you guys?
Huge. You know, he's a special player, and when big games come about, special players take over, and he did that today. So, you know, I can't say enough about the guy.
Yanni got the first call. How important was it to get on the board first, have them chasing you all night?
Yeah, that's playoff hockey. When you score that first goal, obviously, you know, it's harder to get goals. So it's good for us to be able to get that. We were able to capitalize on the PP there. You know, Yanni was able to bury it. So it just makes the game that much easier when you don't have to chase.
Chupa talked about the intensity, and he wanted to see some more intensity out of you guys for game two. I mean, the hits tonight, it just seemed like you guys were flying around there, and you showed that intensity that Coop wanted to see.
Yeah, you know, I think we talked about it. It wasn't the intensity that we had in the Jersey series, so for whatever reason, that kind of slipped in game one, so we wanted to get back to that, and I thought we did that tonight. And, you know, this is going to be a battle. It's going to be a hard-fought series, and we have to be ready for it every single game, and, you know, I thought we did a tremendous job tonight.
How crucial is it for you guys heading to Boston now, have the series tied at one, history the last few years, struggling down the road, but much needed confidence and momentum heading forward?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to be down 2-0, so it's nice that we got the series even here, and, you know, now we can really work in Boston and, you know, try to take it to them there, and, you know, we got the win here.
This game definitely was chippy out there. You can tell that these guys are trying to get under your skin still.
I think that's playoff hockey. I think everyone's trying to get everyone's skin. So, you know, if the game wasn't that way, I'd be worried about how we're playing. And I thought that was kind of how we did in game one. We weren't doing enough of that. So, you know, we're just trying to play our game, compete, and battle. And I thought it was a good job tonight.
How important was it you don't lose the momentum you gained in the first period despite coming out of that 1-1, all the dominance you had early in the game, and not kind of lose your momentum?
Yeah, I thought we felt pretty good after the first period there. I thought we played our game. We did what we needed to do. We had a big kill. That 5-on-3 was huge for us. And, you know, we knew that if we just kept playing that way, things were going to go our way, and eventually they did.
Tyler, did really good in the face-off circle tonight. Just kind of how key are those kind of moments to win face-offs the way you, especially against the Bergeron line tonight?
Yeah, you know, face-offs are always pretty big, but, you know, it was good for us. We had all five guys helping out, and, you know, there's a lot of 50-50 pucks with Bergeron. He's a very good face-off guy. He's a guy that doesn't really let you win clean too often. So, you know, when you have everyone helping out, diving in like that makes things a little bit easier. Trade point.